Shvi'is, Perek Yud, Mishnah Gimel. Pruzbol eino mishamet. A pruzbol is not mishamet. What's a pruzbol? Really what it is, it's basically like the last case, the previous Mishnah, where a person gives a shtaros to Beis Din. The Beis Din is able to now collect for him, so it's as if Beis Din has it. But there was actually a takana. As we see, ze echa min advarm shehiskin hilal hazakin. This is one of the things that hilal hazakin was misakin. Kishirosh shenimnu ha'am milahavu zese. That people were holding back from lending each other, because they knew the rich people would lend, and they knew Shemitah would come and then wipe out their loan. And therefore, they'd hold back from lending, but then there would be a different problem. By not giving an oni something that he needed, by giving him a loan, so they'd be over that avera. So his kin hillel a prosbol. So hillel was masakin a prosbol. Now the lashon of prosbol, pros means a takono, bol means rich people. So how does prosbol work? So if you recall the last halach of the previous Mishnah, Moser shtarois of lebeistin, einam mishamtin. So if a person gives a shtar over to beistin, it's not mishamet. Rashi learns, he says very clearly, that this is the same thing as prosbol. And it works like hefker based in hefker. Meaning, hefker based in hefker is something that Torah qualifies and gives the reshus of Beis Din and Chazal to decide who owns what. And when a person would give his chovos over to Beis Din to collect from him, so it's as if they already collected, and it's as if it's in the reshus of Beis Din. But we know the Rav, in the previous Mishnah, didn't say hefker based in hefker. The Rav said, because of a pasuk, asher yelucha, it's a gzeiras hakasav almost, that the Torah sort of says that Shemitah doesn't apply in this case at all. There's no mitzvah Shemitah midiraisa if a person gives the shtar over to Beis Din. So the Ran and the Mishnah Rishonim explain that a principle actually also works, as we know, on verbal loans, on milva peh, where you're not giving your shtaris to Beis Din. And that was the point of the takana of prosbol. So the Rav says over here in our Mishnah Beb that this din of prosbol is only because we hold that Shvi'is Bizman Hazeh is midrabanan. Why is it midrabanan Bizman Hazeh? Why is Shmitas Ksafim Bizman Hazeh midrabanan? Because Shmitas Ksafim only applies when Shmitas Karkos of the land is applicable midiraisa. And the Rav says the Rabbanan or Misak in Shmitas Ksafim Bizman Hazeh. And that the Gemara actually says in Gittin because of Hefker based in Hefker. Because really, Bizman Hazeh, how can they be Misak in Shmitas Ksafim? There is no Shmita. If a guy lends money, he should get his money back, Minat Torah. So there the Gemara says, Hefker based in Hefker. So too, Hillel then can come along, like the Rav says, could be Misakin Prosbol, to take away the Shemitah Midrabanan, since it's only Midrabanan. But what if it was Midiraisa? What if it was before the time of Hillel? Hillel lived at the end of the second Beis HaMikdash. To Shaila, if Tushitas and Taisus, whether or not Shemitah and Yovel was Noheg during the time of Hillel, but certainly after the destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash, there was no mitzvahs of Yovel and Shemitah. But what about before that? So Mestama, whether you hold like Rashi or Taisus and the Rav, it seems that for sure there is obviously a concept of Hefker based in Hefker Minat Torah, that you could technically circumvent a mitzvah of Shemitah by giving the shtar over to Beis Din. So why does the Rav have to say that it has to be that Hillel had to have done this by the time when Shemitah was not knowing only Midrabanan? So the answer is, Taisus says, and the way we would learn the Gemara is that it wouldn't be fitting for Hillel to be misakin a prosbol while Shemitah's Minat Torah. Not that it wouldn't work, it would work. And according to Rashi, you can give your shtaros to Beis Din, and that's what a prosbol is. And that works. Hefker based in Hefker works Minat Torah too. Rather, it wouldn't be fitting for Hillel to make a takana to uproot a mitzvah. When we say uproot a mitzvah, we don't mean do anything to the mitzvah. We just mean make a mitzvah irrelevant by circumventing it for good. Because if Hillel's misakin prosbol, even during the time of Beis HaMikdash, then there would be no mitzvah Shemitah's Ksafim. And that he wouldn't have done.